Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. As we kick off the third hour of the program, with you tonight is Ian
and Bonnie.
And RAF 603-283-6160. At the very beginning of the show, we did start by playing a clip, and we never got more than like 10 seconds into it. So I want to play the rest of it from Sesame Street characters appearing on news media, in this case CNN, I guess I should say. News media. I'm putting the air quotes around CNN. Straight up, basically propaganda. But we'll tell you more about that when we get the chance. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got John. He's calling us from Arizona and listening to us on K-Talks. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Aria.
Oh, Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. How the heck are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I have a question about cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Maybe not just crypto, but NFTs and also gas prices, because I'm not really sure about gas prices.
Okay.
And no one's able to explain it to me.
Well, let's explain some of the terminology here before we move on. NFT stands for a non-fungible token. That means an original thing, that it, only one of these things exists for the thing in question, whether it be a graphic or a piece of music or a piece of artwork or whatever. Mm-hmm. This NFT is sold as the one collectible thing that somebody can buy, and so they get bid up, in some cases bid up to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars worth of cryptocurrency. And the other thing you were asking about is gas prices.
That's a cutesy name for fees in the Ethereum
blockchain.
Well said, Bonnie. That's exactly what they are. And I can't even explain them to you either. And I've used Ethereum before.
I was depending on you, Ian.
I find it very confusing. They have, not only do they have gas prices, but there's some number called GWEI, G-W-E-I. And I don't know what that is in relation to the gas price. I just know that Ethereum is really expensive. And it costs a lot of money. Like, Ethereum is now, and has been for quite a while, been more expensive to transact on than Bitcoin. And Bitcoin used to be like the expensive one in 2017. I'll pull up a chart of what the Ethereum fees are, but they are nutso. So why do you ask?
Ridiculous.
Why do you ask, though?
Well, I'm interested in NFTs, and I was asking my nephew, who knows a lot about, Ethereum?
Mm-hmm.
Ethereum? And when he wants to move things, the gas prices are ridiculous.
Yep.
And trying to purchase an NFT.
Why are you trying to purchase an NFT?
Well, because I like a company that has an NFT, and I just think I'd want to be part of it in a small way, not in a huge way, not spending a lot of money, but it seems like, you know, if you buy an NFT, it's, like you said, they're very expensive.
Well, I'm sure you can get some that are cheap. I've never looked at the marketplace. It's, obviously, you're only going to hear about the news about the ones that are record-setting, but there's probably millions of these things out there, and I imagine there's a range of prices on
there's
it.
There's companies that are also, like, there's legitimate companies that are also going into, like, you know, everything's averse right now. So it's like the metaverse. And, like, everything's a verse. And with verses come NFTs.
Can you not just buy shares of this company?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're all from China, so who knows? I don't know.
By the way, the median Ethereum transaction fee to send, just simply send some Ethereum from one person to another. This is not what the fee would be if you needed to interact with, like, a contract, which requires, you know, more computing power. Because for listeners that don't know, one of the key differences between the Bitcoin network and the Ethereum network, and we're talking about the number one and number two cryptocurrencies by market cap here, the difference is Ethereum is a processor. it can do run code, basically. Bitcoin's just send value from one person to the next. There's really not much else. I mean, there's a few other things you can do with it, but there's not a whole lot. Ethereum can do a lot more as far as smart contracts are concerned, but the more code that you're, you know, you're asking the system to run, the more you got to pay gas for. And so
that's what my nephew says.
Yeah. So
just the median
The median transaction fee on Ethereum right now is over $25. The average fee is $50.
My goodness.
I would suggest, though, that if you don't know what gas fees are, you probably shouldn't be buying NFTs.
Well, I'm not. That's why I would first go to somebody that actually knows.
Yeah.
Like you guys. And that's why I'm calling.
But, so, like, I mean, what kind of NFT do you want? Is it, like, some music? Is it a graphic? I mean, what is it that's attracting you to this?
It's a graphic. And you can also use it as an emote or an emoji.
What's the attraction of you to this graphic as an NFT? Because, so for listeners, again, unfamiliar, NFT is a collectible in theory. It's a digital collectible, right?
Yeah, but like, you can use this emoji without having ownership of the NFT, right?
Correct. Yeah, because it's a graphic.
Absolutely.
You can just hit screen cap and then, you know, copy it, and now you've got the exact same graphic that you can use anywhere you want, and you just aren't the quote-unquote owner of the NFT.
Which is fine, because I don't believe in intellectual property anyway.
Like, what do you think that gives you clout?
Okay.
Like, if you have a graphic on your profile, do you think that anyone will care that you paid $20,000 for it?
Well, first of all, I would never pay $20,000 for anything.
Okay.
Like that.
$200. Do you think anyone would care?
I won't pay $200 for it.
Well, regardless of the price point, do you think
$300?
I mean, is this about status?
No, I think, when it comes to the NFT that I'm talking about, it's about just supporting a company that you believe in. And they're going into a verse where, this is the next level to what they're doing.
Okay, so can they send them some Bitcoin then?
They should create a token instead of these worthless NFTs for their supporters.
Too. That's next.
You should wait for the token.
Well, but I see what he's saying, right? Like, if this company's doing this sale, they're raising money, right? So they're offering this quote-unquote unique thing, this NFT, that you would own this thing.
Yeah, but if the sole reason he wants to do this is to support the company, then just send the company some Bitcoin or some Ethereum or something.
But it's the reason why, Aria, when you join...
Well, I use them. I purchased products from them, so, like, I do support them in that way. But I think they're going on to another level, which I might be older and not know about a lot of the things that are going on for the future. You know, like I might not understand what an NFT is, or a lot of things. But I would like to, I would like to get on it a little earlier if it does go to something that I couldn't acquire later on.
Like when somebody, but when we were talking about PBS earlier, right? When they do their fundraising marathons, it's like, oh, if you join our channel, you know, if you donate over $50, we'll give you this tote bag. If you donate over $100, we'll give you this book autographed by this guy that was on the show or whatever. Like, so people want to have an incentive to support. It's nice to, you know, to give somebody something. So I get why people do that.
I would just say, since he's asking for our opinions, it's not financial advice from me, but I would say wait for the token, because that seems like something that could be actually like valuable.
It could go up over time, and it's not something that you would have to curate. You would just have tokens, and then you can trade those tokens.
People kind of seem to think that NFTs are just the same as like a coin or a token, and I would say wait for the token. I mean, I don't know this company or if it's going to go up. It might go down, but I feel like it has more potential than an NFT. I think NFTs are just a craze.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think NFTs are going to drop off the radar at some point, just like the Crypto Kitties did. That was one of the crazes from, I don't know, 2017 or 2018. And I'm sure they still exist.
Isn't an NFT like crypto in a sense? I mean, isn't it valued like crypto?
It is crypto, an NFT. And thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate
it. But it's not crypto. An NFT isn't crypto. It's just that you can buy it with crypto, right?
No, the NFT itself is a crypto token that is non-fungible, meaning that it is unique. It is one thing that is special. It's identifiable.
But that's just it's.
And exists on a blockchain.
I mean, it's document. That's just it's. This is your piece of paper that you get with your collectible that says it's collectible. The actual NFT isn't a crypto.
It's on a it's a token on a blockchain. And that's what the it's not a piece of paper. It's
no,
it's the digital equivalent.
The token
of that.
On the blockchain isn't the NFT. It's the
yes, it is. It's the non-fungible token is, as I understand it, it's on a blockchain and it references the artwork or the music or whatever in some sort of a electronic.
Exactly. So the artwork isn't the.
There's more coming up here. This is free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, the Sesame Street characters are pimping the vaccine on national media, not just their own channel, not just their own show.
And considering that they are creations of the federal government, as you pointed out, and their show is on an organization that is funded by the federal government. They are propagandists acting on behalf of the federal government. CNN is like, hey, come spew your propaganda for us so we don't have to spew it for you.
And they had them on before, by the way. There was, I remember last year there was some clip of Elmo being interviewed by somebody on CNN. I think it was actually Sanjay Gupta, who I believe is in this interview as well with a couple of different, three different characters from Sesame Street.
I want to make sure I understand this. You're telling me that a supposed serious journalist interviewed Sesame Street characters.
And doctor. Sanjay Gupta is a doctor. It's their doctor, their like go-to talking head on CNN. He's like their staff doctor, basically.
How can he sleep at night?
Oh, he's straight up propagandist for the regime. I mean, he actually appeared on Joe Rogan, I think, to try to debate with him or something like that.
I just can't imagine, you know, thinking of myself as a journalist and a doctor, and then here the highlight of your career is interviewing fictional characters.
That's what happened. We can share that with you coming up here, 603-283-6160. But just because we were in the middle of a conversation about these NFTs, somebody had called in. It stands for non-fungible token. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm in my 40s, you know, but I just feel like this is one of the dumbest things that has come across cryptocurrency. There's a whole range of dumb stuff out there on the internet, but the whole idea of claiming ownership over a original JPEG or image or piece of music or whatever out there that can easily be copied a million times, because when you copy something online, the original copy doesn't lose anything, right? Like when, like back in the old days when there was cassette tapes, the more you copied them, that there was something called the generation effect, where, you know, if you copied one cassette tape to another cassette tape and then took the copy and made a copy from that one and made a copy from that one, it would degenerate over time. It would get worse.
Sure.
That doesn't apply in the world of digital. So
yeah, basically when you own an NFT, it's not like you own the only copy of the artwork, unless that's part of the deal where they just only release it to you and you can decide what to do with it, which is what the director of Clerks is going to do. He's just going to not release it at all until he gives it to this person. But
that's different.
That's
for sure.
Different.
That's
but
unusual.
But still, the NFT that he's giving him is just the certificate of authenticity.
Correct.
The actual artwork isn't the NFT.
That's right. The artwork itself is not the NFT. The NFT is a token on a cryptocurrency network called Ethereum. And that token is unique, meaning non-fungible. That means it can't be exchanged for other tokens that are the exact same. There's only one of them. And so that's what you're paying for with this artwork. Because, again, the artwork can be copied a million times. Right now, you can go to the NFT websites where these things are being sold.
And screenshot them.
And take screenshots
phone.
Of everything. You
I
know?
Mean, people like talking about the Dutch tulip craze and mm-hmm. Bitcoin and all of that. But if you ever wanted to see it in action, it is the NFT thing. I mean, there is absolutely no real market driving force behind this. It's just a bunch of idiots throwing money at it because they have money to throw at it.
Well, here's another interesting thing is there's actually a lot of fakery going on with these NFT prices. What'll happen is a term that I learned called wash trading. So let's say you're a dishonest person. And there are plenty of people out there in, you know, the internet, because they get anonymity, so they can be dishonest. And you want to pump up the price of the NFTs that you're selling. Well, what you can do is, if you have a fair amount of crypto already, and you have an NFT for sale or whatever, then you basically can buy your own NFT. And
this
then
is common in auction houses.
Yeah, and then buy it again, and buy it again, and push the price up and up and up. And that way it looks like, oh my God, this NFT sold for $1 million worth of Ethereum, when in reality it was just you buying your own thing so you could fake that this was actually, there was a market for this.
I bet that's what happened with all those stupid pictures of rocks.
It could have been. I don't know. Some people have looked into it, though. Like, they've traced the Ethereum, because remember, these are public networks. And they found out that, oh, this Ethereum that bought this picture of the rock actually came from the same wallet that this other one did, or whatever, right? Like, they've actually analyzed the blockchain to see that there's some real scummy stuff going on there. So how many of these things are really selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars? Well, maybe what happens is somebody pumps their price up, and then some real sucker comes in and is like, oh my God, this monkey is selling for, keeps going up in price. I better get it now because it'll double in price. Well, the only reason it was doubling in price was because somebody was making it look like it was doubling in price.
Yeah, and that would be easy to do. They're only out the Ethereum gas fees, but if they've got $2 or $3 million of cryptocurrency, they're not going to balk at a $25 gas fee to...
Right.
Artificially drive up the price of their thing to $400,000 or $500,000.
Yeah. Ethereum is also, or yesterday at least, hit its all-time high as well as Bitcoin. So
yeah, that's right. Ethereum actually hit its all-time high before Bitcoin hit a new all-time high today, just before the show, of over $67,700. So big times, big money's out there. Hit over $3 trillion, not Bitcoin, but the whole of all cryptocurrencies value together. I mean, $3 trillion.
That must mean, though, since Bitcoin represents like 41% of the total market cap, that Bitcoin itself now has a...
It's over a trillion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty
awesome.
Interesting
stuff. Go Bitcoin.
Stuff. Yeah, go Bitcoin, go crypto. I mean, Bitcoin's got its issues, but I still love seeing things like this happen because ultimately the more money, the more value that gets poured into cryptocurrency, the better off we're all going to be. Because at least those of us who are holding on to cryptocurrency, and if you're not doing that yet, you may want to consider going to, there's a cool little website all about Bitcoin dollar cost averaging. If you look it up on, put it into a search engine, dollar cost average Bitcoin, it's got this little calculator that you can put in numbers into. So let's say you can afford to spend $50 a week on cryptocurrency, and specifically Bitcoin. It'll allow you to put in that number, and then you can put in, like, the number of weeks back that, let's just, in theory, let's say you had spent $50 a week on Bitcoin for the last 20 weeks, or whatever, right. The last 50 weeks, or the last, you put in the numbers, right? And it'll tell you how much you'd invested, and what that investment would be worth today had you kept consistent at it. Like, doesn't matter what the price is. You just buy $50.
Oh, but so many people are just waiting on the price to go down, and they're like, you know what? I'm starting to think there's not going to be a cryptocurrency crash. No, there's going to be a USD crash, you idiot.
It's crashing right now.
For 18 months.
It's in the middle of crashing. We're in the USD crash.
Bitcoin isn't at an all-time high. The USD is at an all-time low. And
well,
it just so happens that we generally measure Bitcoin in USD because that's the currency that most people are familiar with.
Right. Well, and also other currencies are also scraping the bottom of the barrel as well. So it's not just the US dollar, it's every central bank currency on the planet. They've all been inflating. There are, I saw some number, it was like 29 trillion. I'm sure it's more than that because it was a couple months ago that I saw that. But like looking at the amount of money printing happening with the Japanese yen and the, the Canadian dollar and the Venezuelan bolivar and like all of these central banks factored together, it's a ton of money that they're just pouring into the world economies. It's totally a race to the bottom. And cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are, well, the best way out in my opinion.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new poll from USA Today and Suffolk University released on Sunday contains a grim snapshot of public sentiment toward the Biden administration. Joe Biden's approval rating hit yet another new low, this time at 38%. But Kamala Harris has dropped to 28%. Harris is the least liked vice president in history. The Astroworld concert in Texas, where 8 people died and over 300 other concertgoers were injured during rapper Travis Scott's performance, was like a satanic ritual, attendees of the concert claim.
It just felt like we was like literally like in hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. Like just imagine all the people they're going to find tonight who was in that crowd.
Scott watched his fans fall to the ground as paramedics tried to resuscitate them, but the show did not stop. This is USA Radio News. As Democrats continue to reel from an unexpected loss in purple Virginia and a near upset in the blue state of New Jersey, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, predicted that these elections are an indication that the 2022 midterms will be very good for Republicans. McConnell told reporters while visiting his home state of Kentucky on Monday, "I think the fall of 22 is likely to be a very good election for Republicans." Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, in an appearance with host Dana Bash on CNN's State of the Union show Sunday morning, worked hard to lay blame for rising prices for crude oil, gasoline, and home heating bills on both OPEC and the U.S. oil and gas industry.
The oil and gas companies are not flipping the switch as quickly as the demand requires. And so that's why the president has been focused on both the immediate term and the long term. Let us get off of the volatility associated with fossil fuels.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria. Of course, you're invited to join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. We've got a chat server. It is a Matrix chat server. That means it's open source, it's self-hosted, and it's federated. Kind of like our Mastodon, but this is all for chat, and there are various different rooms. There's maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 that are quote-unquote official, meaning that I created them when I launched the server, and then the other few dozen rooms that I can see, there's public rooms and there's private rooms. I don't even know how many private rooms there are, but the public ones, they're all created by listeners like you. Yeah, so if there's a room that you want or a topic that you want discussed that you want to have administrative control over, you can just create that. You want it private or public, it's up to you. You want it encrypted or not encrypted, your choice as the administrator there. So check out our chat server. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com and you can do that there. That's chat.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got CW. He's on the line listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Go ahead, CW.
Hey, fellas and ladies.
What's on your mind?
Oh, the stupid Sesame Street, man. They're just propaganda machines indoctrinating our kids. You know, the damn viewership on that stupid show. They just want to turn everybody into sheep, bro. Come on, Dr. Sanjay Gupta trying to spread his stupid propaganda after he was on Joe Rogan. You know the people that listen or that watch Sesame Street have never heard Joe Rogan in their life. And Sanjay Gupta even admitted that he was a freaking idiot for saying anything negative about ivermectin. But you know what? Then he turns around and goes on to Sesame Street and says, oh, no, get the vaccine, blah, blah, blah. It's just propaganda, yeah. Man.
Well, I want to play the clip here, if you don't mind, CW. So just hang on the line here, because we only got through like 8 seconds of it before, and I'm just going to start from the beginning, because it's been 2 hours. So we've got new listeners out there. So here's a clip of Sesame Street characters. One of them, who I'm not familiar with, apparently is named Rosita. So
the teal one.
They have like a Hispanic character here who is, again, these are Muppets.
She's a teal Muppet.
So here's the clip. She has gotten her first COVID-19 vaccine dose, and she's being interviewed by two CNN hosts. Here it is.
Oh, I'm doing because this is for my COVID vaccine. My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
See, my mommy and my papi said that it will help keep me, my friends, my neighbors, my abuela, all healthy.
Your parents are...
They lied to you.
I can't help but feel like this is racist, man. Like, it just sounds racist.
Well, she's always the same character.
There's nothing racist of, you know, somebody has an accent.
But it is like they... like Joe Biden said that they're going to do, they're, you know, they want to target specifically minorities to get
that's
the...
That's true.
Because he believes that minorities don't know how to use the internet.
he specifically believes black people don't know how to use the internet.
They don't know how to get online.
Yeah.
Direct quote from the president.
He really did say that.
Hey, they're turning us all into sheep, eh? Come on, eh? Get the vaccine, eh? Come on. No. These people are garbage. Propaganda machines. Nobody needs to listen to these freaking fools. If you listen to the actual Joe Rogan program where he had Sanjay Gupta on, Sanjay admitted that CNN is wrong and they're garbage. And then Sanjay goes back on to CNN and says, oh, no, it's horse dewormer. Man, screw you, you freaking
Well, he needs
punk,
to get a
bro.
Paycheck, apparently. Thank you, CW, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So that's the, and he's one of the guys, Sanjay Gupta is one of the people that's interviewing the characters here. But
I realize why I think it sounded racist. Because it sounds inexplicably like Eric Cartman of South Park when he had the little J-Lo thing J-Lo? On his hand.
Oh, really?
Yes. Almost the
was
exact
he being racist in
yeah,
that scene?
Of course he was. He's Eric Cartman. But it's almost the exact same cadence and accent that Eric Cartman was using.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking to parents, right? They want parents to believe the propaganda. They want parents to take their 5 to 11-year-old children to get them this experimental mRNA vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson. Either way, we're seeing, you know, some interesting examples from people in the nursing system, the hospital system, saying that there's a very high likelihood these things are causing blood clots in the adults that have been taking them. And now they want children to take these things who have zero chance of dying from COVID, even if they were to contract COVID. The odds that children would die from COVID are like... infinitesimally small.
Even
it basically doesn't happen.
They have a 99.99996% chance
yes.
of surviving.
So take this questionable vaccine that, you know, has only been used for less than a year, and we have absolutely zero, near to zero track record as far as long-term exposure. Yeah, let's just put that into kids' bodies. That's what Sesame Street is pimping here. Let me continue with the clip.
Is my abuela all healthy?
Your parents are absolutely right. You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
But that's a lie.
It is 100% a lie. It doesn't help stop the spread of COVID at all because you can still get and spread COVID-19 despite being vaccinated.
In fact, the recent study showed that, and this is getting mainstream media, I mean, this is not some sort of obscure media that I'm pulling here. This is, mainstream media is even admitting that there's recent studies showing that vaccinated people are just as likely to transmit COVID inside a home to unvaccinated or as unvaccinated people. So, like, it absolutely does nothing whatsoever to stop people from catching COVID, from what I can tell.
And it doesn't seem to prevent them from being hospitalized or dying either. If they were likely to die of COVID-19, like 80-something-year-old Colin Powell, it doesn't seem to make a difference whether they're vaccinated or not.
Right. And really all they have is the belief. That's all they have, is there's just this belief because of propaganda like this that, oh, well, if you get COVID while you're vaccinated, you'll be more likely to survive it, even though there's no way to actually prove that claim. Let me go on. There's just a few seconds left.
And keep everyone healthy.
Okay. I guess that was it.
That was fun.
There was like five more seconds, but the rest of it's silent. So, just straight up propaganda. That's what this is. That's what the Sesame Street characters, that's what they've been doing for a long time. It's just this is their most recent iteration of that.
I just don't understand how the media can say things like, hey, look, it turns out you can still get and spread COVID-19. You can still get hospitalized with it. You can still die from it. And at the same time, spew
say
garbage
that.
Like this.
Yeah.
And the average American doesn't just go, wait a minute.
Didn't you just
something
say?
Something is wrong here.
Yeah. Let's go on here. Kadu is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kadu.
In Connecticut.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. But first of all, this is very disturbing. It's extremely creepy. I used to be a big fan of Big Bird. I can't say that I like Big Bird like I used to after this stuff. Mm. But what I wanted to talk about was I'm Facebook friends with Aria, and she recently posted a video with Mark Edge. And I think he was like 7 years old, but he stormed out swearing and angry. And Ian, you were like, okay, you're out of control, man, chill out. And then he was able to shut up after that, and he kind of left, but he seemed pretty pissed off. And all I was wondering was, what was the context of that? What was going on there?
Dude, that is for sure one of my favorite clips of Free Talk Live.
Yeah. The context real fast was he was criticizing Rich Paul, who we now know as Nobody because he changed his name, but he was criticizing then Rich Paul because he didn't believe that what Rich did, which was take a case to trial over selling weed here in Keene. He was busted for selling weed by the FBI and local police, and they tried to get him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center, and he refused to take a plea deal, and he went to trial, and I was arguing that that was activism. And
right, you said in the clips that anytime someone doesn't take the plea deal, that's a
activism.
Form of activism.
Yeah, and Mark was saying that that was not activism because he was just trying to make money by selling weed, and I was trying to clarify that, no, it was because he went to trial is what turned selling weed into activism when he did that, and Mark got really angry about it when I cut his microphone off, and then he flipped out and said the F word on broadcast radio in a very unprofessional manner. Thanks, Kadu, for the call.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, now is the time for tonight, although we're here every single night. 7 nights a week, we're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us anytime you want online as well over at freetalklive.com. And by the way, I want to say thank you to Craig Thomas, who is a silver member of our new Free Talk Live Amps Patreon. You can join it, as a few dozen of our listeners have done. We haven't transitioned everybody over from the old AMP system quite yet, but thank you to everyone who has made the move over to our new Patreon. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you there, give you a list of the, you know, some of the benefits and the perks that you get access to as a new AMPs member. And Craig is one of those. He's a silver, which means that he's contributing $5 a month to the new AMPs program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We go to Thomas, calling from Keene, New Hampshire, from the jail paper in Keene. Go ahead, Thomas.
Good evening, folks. I'm very happy to be on this radio station, and thank you for having me.
Sure. What's on your mind tonight?
This evening, you know, I don't know if it's been mentioned, but I just got out of jail this morning on a contempt charge for a violation of a court order that allegedly took place 5 hours after it was actually signed to be dismissed. But I'm currently on a gag order.
So hold on a second. So you were on a restraining order that was dismissed, but what, the police didn't get the notice that the order was dismissed, so they went ahead and arrested you on it for allegedly violating the said dismissed order?
I can't get into details, but yes, that's exactly it. And the actual thing in open court that they had today, in the state of New Hampshire, they used sergeants and other police officers, including police chiefs like David Ellis, to prosecute cases. This guy actually filed charges with an obscure case law that he had to look up for in the event that there was actually terms and conditions in place. The time of the alleged offense of the judges even seen on TikTok took place 5 hours after it was already signed as a dismissal. They've mischarged me. But unfortunately, my
situation... So they're claiming you violated a restraining order on TikTok?
Yes. A TikTok 10-second video about a boy that was sleeping outside of a local homeless shelter of me stealing his bicycle. It's pretty ridiculous. for the alleged victim, who's a sex offender.
Hold on a second. Slow down. I'm trying to follow.
So there is a video of you stealing this boy's bicycle?
I can produce it on YouTube, but at the moment, Bonnie, they shut down my TikTok account.
But wait, you actually stole a dude's bicycle?
Well, it was a friendly stealing. This same individual has also been friendly kidnapped by me as well.
Wait.
Yeah, there's a... Hold on. How does
one friendly kidnap and or friendly steal something from someone?
Well, what it is you're friends with people and you politely persuade them and coerce them to come with you. It's kind of a friendly kidnapping.
Generally, the word coercion, hold on, Thomas. Generally, the word coercion means force. There's usually you're against someone's will in that case, and you don't match the word friendly with coerce.
Are these like friends who are agreeing to do videos with you?
They're agreeing to do like some stuff, but allegedly in one of these orders, I kidnap people and I actually pay judges in an insane live video from one of my, you know, accusers. They actually say that not only do I kidnap people, but I also pay all judges and police officers.
Okay, hold on. What you're saying is someone is alleging that you have kidnapped them.
And you're saying you did it in a friendly manner.
But hold on. If you were actually kidnapping someone, wouldn't they arrest you for kidnapping?
I would think so. I would definitely think so. But I've been slapped with yet another restraining order this evening by a woman that claims that I had a love affair with her, that I gave her an evil stare in the elevator after getting out of jail.
Oh, my goodness.
And now trying to get me evicted from my apartment. It's kind of funny, but I'm going to send you the paperwork to your email. It's kind of ridiculous.
That's silly.
Take me through the process of a friendly kidnapping. I just want to know what are they alleging you did, or what? It's still very confusing to me what you're saying.
This young man's circumstance, in open court, the sex offender named John Doe, that I can't mention his name because of a gag order,
mm-hmm.
John Doe claims in a video that you'll see sex offender versus the jail paper that I was looking to kidnap him. When in reality, there's a young man who's now living at my house that was homeless for 4 months in front of the local homeless shelter on at nights, and I literally go up to him and tell him I'm kidnapping him. The sex offender said that I have a violent tendency to force people against their will things that they don't want to do.
So it's a joke, is what you're saying. And what, you weren't actually kidnapping anyone, you wouldn't have forced him?
No, another accuser says that I believe that my bunny talks to me. These people are not playing with a Voltec.
Who talks to you?
So the homeless person who's been living with you for 4 months, or the formerly homeless person,
mm-hmm.
what do they have to say about you kidnapping them?
They're okay with it. I mean, they're making faces at me now in the other room, but...
Hold on. Are they tied up? Let's just clarify something. Are they tied up in the other room, or could they walk out the front door if they wanted to?
They could, but they know there's consequences because the rabbit. He's really the one that runs the show.
The rabbit?
Is it a puka?
Allegedly, I've made videos, guys, in a dramatist way about a rabbit taking over my jail paper. Apparently, there's a few people out there with stalker petitions that actually believe that the rabbit talks. Not only does he talk, but I listen to him. I think I might be believing.
I feel like I'm going down the rabbit hole with this phone call.
Well, yes.
I need to know so much more, though.
The last thing I'll tell you, area specifically, I did get in trouble for writing "vote area" in big letters.
Chalk downtown. You were writing with chalk.
Yes.
On election day.
They're all mad because of Jody. I would have written you in, but I didn't know you were running.
What was the question you had, Aria, for Thomas?
These people who, I mean, the guy who said, you know, he's free to leave, but he knows there are consequences. Is that a serious statement, or are you just joking?
No, that's a serious statement. Of course I'm joking. I just find him and coerce him to come back. I'm desperate for friends. It's terrible. The rabbit makes me do it. I'm gonna put an affirmative of, you know, defense that I was totally insane because the rabbit controlled my mind. Like Son of Sam, but with a rabbit. It's a totally new twist.
Thomas, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
I need a drink.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the black and white movie Harvey?
I have not.
No.
It's about a thing called a fuca, which is a really old, like, legend of a rabbit, like, the size of a man, that appears to only, like, one person that they can only one person can see and hear this rabbit. It's called a fuca. It's an old legend. It's, like, lots of people have claimed to have fucas.
You think that's what's going on with Thomas?
Maybe. And Harvey is a great movie.
All right. So to contrast what we heard from the Sesame Street characters, I have this clip of a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor and what she thinks about what's going on in the world with the COVID situation.
Guys, we have a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor.
Hi.
by my beauty.
Thank you very much. I am, in fact, a survivor of the Holocaust. And the first thing I have to tell you, that even then, nobody told us it was done for our own good. We all knew what was happening. And when I think today, when I see people march, I think of the Yellow Star, which gave everybody liberty to aggress me, to insult me, to call me a carrier of disease.
Oh, my love.
To spit on me, even.
I love you.
I would like to tell you that this is worse. It is more insidious. It concerns more people. There is a hypocrisy in the public narrative that is absolutely unbearable, to say that we're doing this to protect the old. I would love to die in a state that gives me freedom to live and live. Already outstayed my welcome by many years, and my life expectancy is probably not great, but I would gladly exchange this for the lives and livelihoods and happiness of generations that come after me to live their lives as I have been. To have masks, to see people defile their children with masks, is something totally unbearable to me.
What can you say to argue with a Holocaust survivor, you know? I mean, she's right. There was no nonsense from the Nazis about how they were doing this, you know, for the Jews' own good.
Mm-hmm.
And that does make what we're seeing today, if it's not as consequential, it's at least more insidious, at least at this time.
The Nazis didn't start with the concentration camps either.
They did not.
That came later. Very interesting opinion, and I'm glad we got a chance to put that out there. I'm just going to leave it sitting there because...
Between that and the rabbit thing, my brain's fried
now. It's something to think about for sure. Out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime and grab archives and more over at freetalklive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.